Amar Apropo, it means Tura, like a row, Barodieno, outside the eye. So it means like the eyelid. And the piece of meat like that covers up the eye on the outside. If you have this pigam or this nekev or this sedek, that makes a moon. And it says dak and tvolo. Tana Rabbanan. Dak, what does dak mean? It's that we're saying the membrane is growing over the eye. So mashuk, if the membrane makes the eye look sunken, hareis a moon, that's called a moon. Tsaf, if it looks like it's floating outwards, that's not called a moon, that's not called a moon. For the ma'ai, v'tan yitkhu, not the opposite way around, lakasha. Ho bishachar ho belovin. One's talking about the black of the eye, and one, the havaminu, is talking about the white of the eye. That even by the white of the eye, if it's sunk, if it's outwards, that's not called a mum. So that's the question we just said before in the Mishnah, for a mum and beloved, in the white part of the eye, there's no mum, that's not the ikur of the eye, the white part. So I don't care whether it's in or out, there's no mum there. Ela means like this. Ho biduk lovin. One is talking about that this membrane was a white membrane that grew over the black of the eye. Ho biduk shachar. We're talking about a black membrane. The Yama Rabba Bar Bachona. That Sachli Rabbi Yashia Diminoishi told me, Rabbi Yashia Diminoishi told me, that dak shachar, if it's a white, is black membrane growing over the black of the eye, Mishuka, that makes the eye sink in. And that's called a raised mum. That's a mum. Tsaf, if it's floating outwards, ain't a mum. But a dak lovin, let's say you have a white membrane growing over the black of the eye. So here's the opposite. Mishuka, if the membrane makes the eye sunk in like, ain't a mum, it's not called a mum. But tsaf, if this white membrane makes the eye like float out, then how raise the mum, that's called the mum. The simnech, the simnech remnant is broker, means turning white. So kids, both parts are talking about now that the membrane grows over the black of the eye. It's enough kamina, whether it's a white membrane or a black membrane. It's enough kamina, we have to like look, go inwards or go outwards. Then the Mishnah says, chalozoi nochosh v'yonof. These are different growths on the eye. If it looks like one of these three, it makes it into a mum. He brought up a question like this. Chalozoin, hu nochosh? Does the Mishnah mean to say one thing? Chalozoin is the same thing as a nochosh. It means it looks like one thing. Or do we maybe know? Chalozoin ay nochosh? They're two separate mumim. There's one mum that looks like a chalozoin, like a fish, and one's like a nochosh, looks like a snake. So Toshima, the Yama Rabba Baba Chona, that Sachli Rabbi Yechonim Ben Elozo, that Rabbi Yechonim Ben Elozo told me that Zokin Echod Hoye Bishchunasi, he once had an older person living in his neighborhood. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yosi, Lekud Yishmoy, that was his name, and he was a Kayin. Well, me Yomach, my whole lifetime, Lo Yavatul in front of him, I never went in front of him. He always gave him cover as a Zokin, I never walked in front of him. But Pamachas, it once happened, Ovatul in front of him, I went in front of him. Omelin, he told me, Shev Beni Shev, sit down, my son. Chalozin Zu, he showed him, he had a mum, and he showed him on the eye, there was this growth, looking like a chalozin. So he said, you should know, Zem Mum Kavua, this is a permanent mum, Lishkat Olof, that you could shech, that's called a good mum, and the Zel Nochesh on Rechomim, that's what the Mishnah means by a Nochesh. You see clearly, a Nochesh and a chalozin are both the same thing. You good? He said, the Zel Nochesh Shom Chom, this is the Nochesh Chom said. Now, the Afal Pi Shomru, Einodim Roi Mum Liyat, even a person can't pass him for himself, Avul Moira Halokha La Talmidim. Here the Pshat is this Chochom was just teaching his Talmidim the Halokha. He meant to tell them that this is a good Mum, he showed them this is a good Mum. The Talmidim Moirim Loi, and now the Talmidim can pass him like this. That's the most question. The Talmidim Moirim Loi, I have Omar of Abba, Omar of Huna. Kol Talmud Chochem, any Talmud Chochem, Shemoyer HaLocha, we pass in the Locha first. And then Ubo, and then the Shaila comes the Maisa, this question comes up. So it depends. In Kaidim Maisa, if he said over the Locha before the action, then the case came in front of him. So Shemoyer, then he's allowed to use that Psaq, because he passed in the ready, when it wasn't against him. So it's called he made a Psaq, then he could use it later. But the Imlaf, like let's say first the Maisa comes in front of you, and then you say Yipsak ain't Shemloi, then you can't listen to Yipsak, because we say it's like you're passing for yourself. So here also the Chura, he's passing now in his Mum, so even though he's teaching this to Talmidim, Talmidim can't be Mekabalit. So Mar says, no, Iyonami Moro Bo Heaven Mikoravad, the Pshat was here was, he already gave out the Pshat once before he had his own Bechor, before he had him negated himself. He already passed him, and that's the Pshat from the Mum in the Mishnah. Now, it just happened to be, he had another case of that, you showed it to his Talmidim. But since before he passed him and it wasn't the gay of him, that's called the gripsa. Then it says in the Mishnah, Ezeel Tfulu, what's called this mixing up, a streak of white going into the eye? Love and apoisik es asira. So it's like this. Masnitsim, who's the Mishnah? Masnitsim, who's the Mishnah go like? Reb Yossi. Goes according to Reb Yossi. The time will go like this. Lovon v'nichnas b'shochor. If a white streak goes into the black, that makes a mum. And who went in the opposite way? Shochor, a black streak from the black part of the eye. V'nichnas b'lub, and it goes into the white part of the eye. Hareiz a mum, divrei Rebbe Meir. That's not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says when it goes into the white, there's no mum there. But Reb Yossi, I mean, no. Lovon v'nichnas b'shochor, it's a white streak going into the black of the eye. Hareiz a mum. That's a mum in the black. But the opposite way, shochor and this lovon, if a black streak goes out into the white of the eye, ain't a mum, that's not called a mum. And the reason is, shein mum in belovon, in the white of the eye there's no mum. And Amar Rav, Rav explains, my time, what's the reason of Rav Yossi? To see the pasuk says, yetzei mecholav einemoi, tarba, that it goes out of the fat of the eye, that the white of the eye is called the fat of the eye, meaning to say, tarba din ikra, it's only called the fat of the eye. But a name my stomach is not called the eye. Like the main part of the eye is only the black of the eye. And there you have a mum. But in the white of the eye, it's only like a fat and has no mum there. Rabbi Meir, what does he do? This is my timer. He learns my Lashon Tivlo. What's Lashon of this mum? Tivlo, Dovra Mavavla sign, any type of mixture you make in the eye. So whether the white goes to the black or black goes to the white, in both ways there's a mum. Now the Mishnah says, Chavaru. That's called white spots on the eye. Rels v'amayim, if the ear, the eye tears a lot. Hakvuyim, if it's permanent there. That's called a mum. Now, is there chavavur hakvur, what's called white spots that's permanent, not going to go away? Kol sheshor shmanim, if the b'chor had it for 80 days already, white spots on its eye, that's a mum kavua. Rechnina ben antignis oimer, b'it genoise gimu pomim, b'terech shmanim yoim. It's not enough just to come at the beginning and see the white spots, and come back 80 days later and see it there again. It's a mum. It could be a friend, maybe in between it went away and came back again. So throughout these 80 days, you have to check it 3 times to make sure all the time the white spots were there. Now, the Elohim Mayim Akvoyim, what's called water, like dripping tears, that's permanent. That means like this, even though we gave the behemoth food that like medicine and it didn't heal it, and it's still dripping, that's called kavua. Now, what's the medicine? Or cholach, if it ate wet type of wheat, the yavish and then dry type, shogushamim, of the rainy ones, meaning a field that lives on rainwater. Rashi says, or cholach yavish shogushamim means in hechelu refua, we gave him tea to strua to heal him up. Yeah, lach represents hagodot from the wheat that grew in or the strua that grew in Nisan. The yavish means the one that grew in Tishrei. Tomorrow we'll soon see. And he gave it to him biyachad lach biyavish gushamim. Means gushamim is a grew in a field of a base above that's enough with rainwater. Or else the Gemara says, or else lach biyavish shalchim. Shalchim means a field that doesn't grow by rainwater. You have to water it. Or yochol hayavish rachkachalach einamum. That's not called a mum. But that's not called. He gave him good medicine to try and kill him first. Add what called good medicine? Sheyochol alach. First, he has to eat the wheat, straw that's lach, and lach is saying now that's what grows. Rashi said lach was what grows in Nisan, the straw that grows in Nisan time. You have to give the animal first eat from that. V'yachakacha yovish. Then you give him the straw that grew in Elul in Tishrei. And if he doesn't get well, then it's called a mum kavua. But if you don't give him the medicine the right way, it's no proof that it's a mum kavua. It could be if you give him the right medicine, maybe the animal would have been healed up. That's not called a mum. Tomorrow says, Mas nisim who's the mystagogic mani, Reb Yudi. The time went like this. Chav of kavua, what's called white spots as a permanent, our boy im yom, it's enough just to be there 40 days. Or mayim akvuim shmanim yom, divra mesra mayashita. Reb Yudi, let me know. Chavu means shmonim yom. It has to be at least 80 days, the white spots. V'yeluhein mayim akvuyim. Now, what's called water, dripping water, that's a permanent mum? Ocholach v'yavish. He ate first the lach and the yavish. Oh, no, he ate together. Ocholach v'yavish obes ha-shalchim. That's what grows on when you irrigate it. Oishoch al-yavish v'chakach ocholach. Ein mum, that's not called a proof that's a good mum, because you didn't give him the medicine the right way. Ad sheyechol yavish, first he has to eat the dry straw. Acher alach, that first means he has to eat the dry after the wet. And the yesh negim kadashim, it's 3 months that you have this, the different type of straw, that's the Nisan and Tishrei times. And for tavayu teninun, both of them we learned, for tavayu teninu, ochol lach the yavish hagashamim, lach the yavish hagashachin, because we learned both ways, for tavayu, either one is good mashma. So one says, no, because soon next something is missing. This is what it means, we should have said. Ochol lach the yavish hagashamim. If eats both of them together, hareiz a mum, that is called a good mum. If eats the lach the yavish hagashamim, beis hashalchin though eats from the vishet ain a mum, that's not called a mum, because we eat it from the straw that grows in the beis hashalchin, the field that needs irrigation. That's not good medicine. Now the gashamim nam, even if you eat it from a field that lives on rainwater. Ochal yovish, if you ate the dried one first, v'yachakach ochal alach, also it's no good. In the mum, at yochal, the refu has to be yovish acher alach. That first you eat the lach, and then you eat the yovish, and you don't heal up, that's a proof it's a permanent mum. V'yesh negimah chadoshim, there are 3 months to try this out, that the lach and yovish is, but the more any, it's not that way. For Tanya, we learned, for ravidi barav and omar rav yitzvah bari shoyin, ad bevenis alach. That the lach he learns is 2 months. That means the wet part of the straw that grows in Adar and Nisan, that's called lach. Elo v'tishrei, that's called yovish. Or so it's not 3 months, but it's 4 months that he could have this medicine to grow. So with Amy rather said like this, Ada v'chatinisin, that's only 1.5 months. That's lach. Elo v'chatitisha, that's yavish. So between both of them, the lach and yavish, is only a period of 3 months. So within 3 months, you have this medicine that grows. So if the behemoth takes the medicine the right way, and still the tears are still there, that's to prove it's really a sick animal, that's called a mumkavur. Ibola have a question like this. Lach means bizman lach, means only that time, elo v'tishrei. The yavish is bizman ha-yavish, that's when he has to eat it. Or Dilma maybe no, lach v'yavish bizman ha-lach. If you have, like, stored away the straw from Elul, even though now it's Nisan, you can test them out together, as long as you have the two types of straws. Toshema, the Yom Ravidi Barav and Yom Ravitzel Barashin, Ada v'Nisan lach, Elul v'tishrei yavish. So mashmi, each one has to be separate, you have to test them out in these different times. So Mara says, no. Dilma, maybe what he meant to say was, Peirid yellow. If you take the peiris, you take those straw that grew in yellow, the tishrei. Machinu lebi yadav nisim. Maybe you can give it to him later. Eat him in yadav nisim. So you could feed them together one after another. If he takes the lach first and then the yavish. The kama machilus. And how much do you have to give him of it to eat? How much refuah? Om Rav Yechon mishum pinchas ben aruva kegregris. He has to get dried out dates. That's how much you have to eat from it. If he eats this much and still he doesn't get better, that's the right to mum kavua. Amarova, boy, Amarova, the Gregorius Besuda Rishina, I mean Gregorius on the